Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions. Wouldn't you like your home to be a place of recovery where you can feel replenished, refreshed, energized, uplifted? Your home is a place where you may connect with friends and family or get work done. You probably want your home to be a sacred space. One of my friends who has been having health issues realized the impact of her space on herself. My guru Paramahansa Yogananda would say, environment is stronger than will. And she felt like there was all this negative energy accumulated in her space, maybe from the people who lived there before. She had newly moved in there. But she might have brought some of that in as well because of the struggles that she was dealing with. And she realized that she wanted to clear that away. So she had me come over to do a house clearing for her. And actually, we did the same practice in one of the meditations in my meditation program. So you can experience the full practice and find out what it is by visiting www.avitalmiller.com/members. And it's saved on the membership site. Avital is spelt like A Vital. What I want to do is just give you 4 easy tips that you can do pretty easily and probably relate to pretty easily. And before you start any of these, because it doesn't really matter what you do, it matters more what intention you set. So imagine how you want your home to feel. And the intention of doing these exercises is to make your home feel that way. One thing that you can try is burning incense or sage. Something that you burn, that you enjoy the smell of, hopefully. And what you want to do is you want to take it and waft it around in circles and walk through every nook and cranny of your home. You can open all the closet doors, all the cabinet doors, and do it in that space away. And imagine that that fire and the smell of whatever you're burning is burning away all the energies that do not serve you, creating open space for creativity and joy and new wonderful energy to come in. Speaking of burning, the second thing you could do is simply have a candle lit and burning for a while. As I mentioned, the idea of burning and fire can imagine a burning away all the energy that you don't want there. But you could also take a moment to meditate on the light, because looking at a light can feel very inspiring, and that will uplift your energy, thus uplifting the space around you. Also within your space, a third tip is to pay attention to what sounds, what noises, what music you are playing in your home. Just being very aware that the energy that you want to emulate in your home should be emulated in the music that you are playing. I have this beautiful track of one of my spiritual teachers, Swami Kriyananda, chanting Om.
In order to record it, he had been chanting Om for 2 hours and then only took the last 17 minutes to be in this actual recording and just repeated that over and over again so that he was in a much deeper state. A lot of you may have already experienced the wonderful feelings of chanting Om, of creating that neutral vibration where our body is at a state of healing. There was a story of this woman who was playing that in the background while she had 2 teenage children and 1 really young one to help the young one in the evenings calm down and get ready for bed. What she noticed after a couple of weeks was very interesting with those teenagers. Those of you who have teens may be able to relate to this. In order to get her teens to the point that she wanted them to understand, she'd often have to go this circuitous route to get them on board with understanding what she foresaw. After a couple weeks of playing this chanting Om, she was able to get them directly to the point that she wanted them to understand without having to go in this roundabout way. Interesting, as if maybe their consciousness or their awareness had shifted because of the sound that she chose to play in her environment. So you can think about that. Swami Kriyananda actually created over 400 pieces of music. So if you look him up through Crystal Clarity Publishers, you'll see lots of beautiful, relaxing tracks on there that you might enjoy. And the last thing is for you to create that sound yourself so that you're consciously putting your sound and your voice and taking a little bit more active energy in the space. This can be done by chanting Om, by stating an intention or a prayer out loud. And when you chant Om, you can rub the palms of your hands together to magnify the energy even more, and then face the palms of your hands towards as much space as possible in your home, as if the sound vibration of Om goes out your hands and into the space. And then just keep in mind that Om has 3 parts. Ah, oo, mm. So it can sound like this. Om. Om. You probably already feel good. I feel good just from chanting Om 3 times. So imagine the beauty that you can build in your space by burning something like sage or incense, or burning a candle, playing background music or noise that is uplifting to you, and chanting Om or saying a prayer into your home space. Enjoy.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com, where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens or sign up for interactive online courses to put the power of healing and success in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publishers of this podcast assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.